On February 5th, 1954, Al completed the final carol that he would write. He had completed Caroling, Caroling, and now he wrote the Star Carol. He had worked on We'll Dress the House, but it was not completed. Jimmy Joyce, who was a very close friend, always came over every day to be with us to see if we needed anything. And on that final day of the carol, he asked Jimmy to check it on the piano. And when they played the Star Carol, I knew that death was not very far away, because it was the purest. It's like Silent Night. It's very pure, very simple, and very beautiful. And we let Al know this. We said, "Al, this is absolutely magnificent." But the professor that the band called him asked Jimmy to change a note in the tenor line. So although he was a complete physical wreck, his mind had not gone, and he was still the professional. That night, Al and I shared our thoughts after we put Diane to bed. And he was so very, very tired that I knew I would have to let him go. So when I gave him his strawberry shortcake and his coffee, I had to leave the house. And I went outside to take a walk. And my sister said to me, because she was there helping with Diane in the house, and there was a neighbor over eating my strawberry shortcake, she said, "Are you all right?" And I said, "Yes, I have to get some air." And I walked outside, and I looked up. The stars were so bright in the heavens.